Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2220 with a release date of Friday, May 15, 2020 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Threats against towers are escalating. Radio kindles an international friendship, and a former Newsline Young Ham of the Year lends a helping hand. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2220 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's only independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Picayune, Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
We begin this week's report with a story of towers under assault. Amateur radio operators know all too well that towers are not necessarily welcome in a community. Cell phone companies have also been feeling the public's wrath increasingly, as Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, reports.
Police in Quebec, Canada, have arrested a man and woman and charged them with setting an array of 7 fires at various telecommunication towers in the province north of Montreal, according to a report by Canadian Broadcasting Company. The CBC website reported that the arrests were made shortly after firefighters were summoned to 2 recent fires, one of which caused an estimated $200,000 worth of damage. A previous fire in Laurentians caused damage to 2 towers, with estimated damage set at $1 million. The fires come on the heels of tower fires being set in Holland, England, and in the United States. Most of the towers have been 5G cell phone towers. In Canada, authorities are investigating a potential link between vandalism and a conspiracy theory that the pandemic is somehow linked to this technology. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, Florida, wireless companies are also facing opposition to their plans to install 5G technology. A number of permits are under review. The battle there has been ongoing, especially since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Floridians who have spoken out to their city council members have called the telecom companies opportunists, capitalizing on the pandemic and people's increased reliance on technology. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
In North Carolina, a new group of radio operators is formed to enjoy the twin interests of radio and astronomy. Jack Parker, W8ISH, tells us more.
You might say that the destiny of this new amateur radio club was in the stars because, well, that's why it was formed in the first place. It's called Astronomy Meets Amateur Radio, and it's the outgrowth of a recent Zoom meeting by members of the Raleigh Astronomy Club in North Carolina. 4 of those attending were amateur radio operators, and according to Mark Gibson, N4MQU, a new universe was born, one that combines amateur radio and amateur astronomy. Once social distancing is lifted and people can gather again, Mark expects the group to combine star watching parties at night with radio operations. Mark says the Facebook group has been growing since it was created a couple of weeks ago, and the members have also created a group on groups.io. As he notes on the group's homepage, quote, "A large field is the perfect place to set up a radio, and it's also a perfect place to set up a telescope," end quote. There is a place to register for the group on their website. You can find a link to the group's homepage in the printed version of this script on Amateur Radio Newsline website at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Military scientists in the U.S. are looking at ways to broaden signal detection. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, has those details.
Researchers in the United States Army are studying a way that a quantum sensor can help soldiers detect communication signals over the entire spectrum of radio frequencies. A recent report on the phys.org website said that scientists acknowledge that wide spectral coverage such as this could not be done with a traditional single antenna receiver system and are looking at a possible collective of systems employing individual antennas, amplifiers, and other components. David Meyer, a scientist at the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command's Army Research Laboratory, told the website that Army scientists created a quantum receiver in 2018 that uses highly excited, super-sensitive atoms to detect communication signals. Meyer said that the atoms, known as Rydberg atoms, are broadly sensitive. The website article written by the Army Research Laboratory said that the Rydberg sensor can, quote, "reliably detect signals over the entire spectrum and compare favorably with other established electric field sensor technologies such as electro-optic crystals and dipole antenna coupled passive electronics," end quote. Meyer called this advance in radio experimentation an important step in how the Army could use such equipment in the field. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Our next story isn't about social distancing. It's about social DXing, something very different in the world of amateur radio. Here's John Williams, VK4JJW.
A friendly connection formed in 2011 between the Maple Ridge Amateur Radio Club and the Ipswich and District Radio Club in Australia could have remained a forgotten sisterhood of clubs, but that apparently was not destined to be. Though the relationship had faded over time and distance, Maple Ridge webmaster Dave, VA7DBJ, found it was still being mentioned on the club's website. He pursued a reawakening of the friendship by contacting Greg, VK4GJW, secretary of the Ipswich Club in Australia. The two agreed to try to connect the clubs again. In early April, the British Columbia Canada Hams reconnected with their mates in the Ipswich Club Down Under, with each group utilising their own IRLP-linked repeater. It was a net of some 26 amateurs, with Paul VA7XQ as net control. 2.5 hours later, the friendship was rekindled. Dave and Greg said that lockdown from the pandemic surely helped to rejuvenate the bonds between the clubs, and the connections have been going strong since then. Ipswich Hams now check into the Maple Ridge Club's weekly net on IRLP, and there are ongoing contacts during the week between individual hams, and new friendships are being formed. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
The Summits on the Air global community has lost an influential and well-respected leader in Portugal to COVID-19. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has more about him.
The coronavirus has claimed the life of Pedro Carvalho, CT1DBS, Association Manager of the SOTA program in Portugal. He became a silent key after spending nearly 2 months in the intensive care unit in Lisbon. His death was reported on the SOTA Reflector website, where it drew an international response from amateur radio operators. Pedro is credited with implementing major changes to the Portuguese SOTA program and was a vocal defender of amateurs' access to the 2-meter band, which had faced a takeover. In reporting Pedro's passing, Paulo, CT2IWW, noted that the two had been in close touch shortly before his death. He recalled a text message Pedro had sent him during his hospitalization, describing it as, quote, just another summit to climb. Paulo added, best wishes for the ultimate activation, my friend. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
And as we close in on the May 31st deadline for Newsline's Young Ham of the Year nominations, we remind listeners some of the good things a past winner can do. Here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO, with one such story.
We love to hear about former Young Ham of the Year winners continuing on in the hobby and doing the things that got them nominated in the first place. In this case, a young ham in my own club recently connected with our 2016 winner, Skylar Fennell, W0SKY, who helped him get started on setting up a 900 MHz repeater. Tavis Latimer, KD9NSC, found Fennell by chance.
Well, I found a video of his on my YouTube recommended section, and it was when he built the New Mexico Tech Peters system. It's also how I got into All-Starling.
Tavis was inspired by Fennell's videos, so his father, Chris, N9MMR, set about connecting the two.
Tavis came to me and showed me his videos and started looking online and found that he had the All-Star node. So we connected Tavis's All-Star node to Skyler's and made a call.
The two have had many conversations over All-Star, and Fennell sent Tavis some equipment and information on setting up his system.
So we have our first Kenwood, which is a 900 MHz radio, the TK981. And then I got a Motorola XPR 6580, which is also not meant for the amateur band, but I had to do a weird hex edit to get it to work.
Latimer also reached out to a local repeater owner about linking his equipment to the larger repeater in the area. Stories like these are why we here at Amateur Radio Newsline are so passionate about young hams. Just a reminder, we're down to the final weeks before we begin reviewing nominations for this year's Young Ham of the Year Award. This honor is given to a talented young amateur radio operator and is named for Newsline's late co-founder, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Nominations are being accepted until May 31st. Nominate a talented, community-conscious amateur 18 or younger living in the United States or Canada. For details in this year's nomination form, visit our website at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7 ECI repeater of the Elmore County Amateur Radio Club Clubhouse in Mountain Home, Idaho, on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to yet another cancellation of a big event, this one for the younger generation of radio enthusiasts, the 10th running of the Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp, which was to be hosted by the Croatian Amateur Radio Association between the 8th and 15th of August, has been called off for this year. The camp is to be rescheduled for 2021 when it will be hosted by the Croatian Amateurs. Meanwhile, SOS Radio Week continues through the end of May, coinciding with the Royal National Lifeboat Institute's May Day fundraising event in the UK. Be listening for special event operators, most of whom will be working from home. Call signs include GB2LBC, GB0SOS, and MX0SKR. For more details, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. Operators in Sweden are also going ahead with their plans for the Portable Amateur Radio Contest scheduled for Saturday, May 17th. Operators will be on HF using SSB and CW for both single-operator and multi-operator amateur radio stations between 0700 and 1100 UTC. Those who take part in the multi-operator class are being asked to follow the recommendations issued by the authorities regarding keeping distance from one another. Perhaps the biggest special event station of them all is happening on May 17th. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us about it.
If you enjoy special event stations, here's your chance to be part of what's likely the world's largest special event. As many as 14,000 amateur radio operators in Australia may be on the air on May 17. That's World Telecommunication and Information Society Day, the anniversary date for the creation of the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU, and the signing of the first International Telegraph Convention. As part of this special event, VK hams will be using an alternative prefix, replacing the customary one in their call signs. Be listening for call signs beginning with AX. It's Wonder Chase. Of course, the occasion has another purpose beyond the use of special prefixes. It's designed to raise awareness of radio's role in the world and to showcase digital communication technologies that can bring poor and rich countries more on a par in this information-rich age. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, planning to operate as AX4BB.
Get ready for a special contest among YLs, one being done for a very special reason. Here's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
YLs around the world are gearing up for a special contest this month that is also a memorial to a friend. The day of the YLs contest will be held on the 24th and 25th of May in memory of Karine Dubois, F5ISY, who created the contest but who died last November before her dream could come to fruition. The contest permits operation on SSB, CW and RTTY. According to Jenny Jones, M0HZT, one of the organisers, awards will be issued to all participants, including shortwave listeners, whose contacts have earned them 33 points or more. Details about the scoring and the frequencies can be found on the group's Facebook page. All logs must be submitted no later than the 30th of June. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Now here's a proud moment for the University of Washington, its students, faculty, and alumni. The university's first CubeSat from its Husky Satellite Lab has had its AMSAT linear transponder enabled, and it's open for use. Reports and observations of the HuskySat-1's transponder can be left on the AMSAT online bulletin board. The uplink on LSB is 145.910 MHz through 145.940 MHz, and the downlink on USB is 435.810 MHz through 435.840 MHz. In the world of DX, with May 17th marking the United Nations World Telecommunications and Information Society Day, listen for a group of Moroccan radio amateurs on the air as 5C1WTIS from the Kingdom of Morocco until the 17th of May. They'll be on various HF bands. Members of the Radio Society of Kenya are operating special event station 5Z4 Stay Home to encourage safety during the COVID-19 pandemic. QSL via the Bureau only. Another special event station, this time in Malaysia, will be operating on the air as 9M4 Stay Home, 9M4 Dudak Rumah, and 9M4 COVID-19, starting on the 15th of May. The operators are from the Malaysian Amateur Radio Transmitter Society. They'll be on HF and VHF using SSB, CW, and digital modes. For direct QSL cards, send to 9W2PD and include a stamped, self-addressed envelope and $2 in U.S. currency. QSLs can also be sent to the Bureau in Kuala Lumpur. Be listening through the 30th of June for James 9V1YC in Singapore. He'll be operating with a special event call sign 9V1 Stay Home to promote social distancing in the global battle against COVID-19. QSL via Logbook of the World only. He will upload logs after June 30th. And we end with a story that puts the social back into social distancing. In the midst of the COVID-19 lockdown in their California community, One Ham Radio Club did just that. Here's Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
Hams are known to go to many lengths to show support for their community. So when the Hamburger Factory, the restaurant that hosts the weekly meetings of the Poway Amateur Radio Services Club, had its dining room closed as a pandemic precaution, the Hams held a rally there that was one part solidarity and two parts safety. On May 6th, 32 club members gathered for a luncheon meeting outside the restaurant, wearing protective equipment and at safe distance from one another in the parking lot. They ordered a takeout lunch and ate separately in their vehicles, conducting the meeting the best way Hams know how, via radio. Vice President Charlie Ristorcelli, NN3V, told the News Chieftain newspaper that the group wanted to show support to the business that has hosted their meetings for the past 30 years. The meeting was a success for the Hams as well as the restaurant. Charlie told the newspaper that the luncheon get-together brought in $325 in tips for the employees and left a good taste in everyone's mouth. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
With thanks to AMSAT, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CBC, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, Ohio Pen DX, Poway News Chieftain, QRZ.com, QSL.net, Radio Society of Great Britain, shortwaveradio.de, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Uber Gizmo, the Virgin Islands Source Newspaper, WEAR-TV, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020. All rights are reserved.